You want to finish and just be an Eagle and never play for another team? Is that?
I mean, that would be ideal. Yeah, I would love that. I love this organization. Everything they've done for me has been outstanding. Now it's time for me to help give back, and let's try to win something here because that's what matters. The city deserves it. This organization deserves it. It's my job to help lead this team to do that. So, you know, I got a big job to do.
You think back to 2008, your second year. It's the last time this team won playoff. You know, one of the players, you had a good run.
Yeah.
Beat Minnesota, beat the Giants. Do you think back? I mean, it seems like so long ago.
Oh, I remember that game.
But I mean, that whole run and just thinking, like, you know, I mean, who could have imagined at that time you'd go this long without, you know, getting back to that point of winning a playoff game? Do you think about that a lot?
Yeah, I mean, when you go to the championship game in your second year, you're thinking, okay, we've got a great football team. We're going to be back here to do this. But you know, you can't take those things for granted, and you got to work. You got to work like you've never been there before, and you know, we got to do everything in our power to get back there because that's all that matters. This city only cares about Super Bowl. They don't care about nothing else.
How did you mention adversity? How did the team handle that last year?
What do you mean?
Well, you said that the success of the team comes down to how well you handle stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about in games.
Yeah.
I think there are some times we did well, but, I mean, most of the time I get late in games, you know, make mistakes. Sometimes it's hard to overcome some of those things, so I think that it's something that we can do a lot better job of this year. But, you know, there's sometimes we did okay last year, and there's sometimes we didn't do so well. I think this year it's got to be consistent. We got to be great every single time.
Is there a reason for that? Conditioning, anything? You know, why you might not have been there yet?
No, I mean, there's a lot of things that can go into it, but at the end of the day, it's just you got to do it. You got to get it done. So whether that's one guy making a play, making up for it, it's got to happen. But you can't allow the negative things to snowball.
You've played here with a lot of quarterbacks, and now Carson Wentz enters year two. You know, how does he compare to some of the other guys you've played with, and do you think he's got what it takes?
Oh, I definitely think he's got what it takes, and I think he's one of the most skilled guys I've been around, smart. He's turning into a great leader. I think, you know, he's going to be special, and hopefully it's, you know, this year, and we're going to do some special things. But with him at the helm, you know, we've got a great chance because that guy's he's a special player.
You noticed a big difference in him between this year and last year?
I think so. Just more comfortable with the offense, being more vocal of what he wants guys to do, certain plays, you know, even making in-game adjustments. You know, he's getting better all the way around. I think he's just getting more comfortable, you know.
You're the only guy that played with Donovan and Carson.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're very, very different players.
Yeah.
But what qualities do they both have? What do you see in Carson? Anything that Donovan had, either on the field or off the field?
I mean, competitors. You know, Donovan was a great competitor. I mean, you know, that dude never wanted to lose. You could tell. And I think the same thing with Carson. You know, both those guys, just, they don't want to lose. Do anything and everything in their power not to.
It's the same tight end room now going on the 4 years with Zach and Trey. How do you see that group working this season?
Well, we just got to be, you know, even better than we have been. And that's all of us. And we know that we got to continue to get better. And we want to be, you know, one of the strengths of this team. A group that they can rely on no matter who's in there. So I think that's a big thing that we talk about all the time. But, you know, this is a big year for us.